Greetings. We present to you the SMK, the Sentinel's Marvelous Kaleidoscope.
At CFRU 93.3 FM in Guelph, Ontario, through the web on CFRU.ca and live streaming on CFRU's YouTube channel.
We are your master overseers, Nicholas Cooper
and Drew Jacy. We will be looking inward and beyond at the progressive rock, the branches of progressive fusion and alternative genres, a hopeful, vibrant, up-and-coming anomaly, and other unique discoveries near and far.
Join us as we gaze into the audible lens, out at the diverse musical landscape on the ever-changing horizon.
Yeah.
Welcome, my good sentries, to an audience in the Observational Tower. The music interview series we have here through the Sentinel's Marvelous Kaleidoscope at CFRU 93.3 FM on CFRU.ca and currently live streaming on CFRU's YouTube channel. Our last audience had myself chatting with Winnipeg psychedelic prog hard rock troupe, Dizzy Mystics, who came through to perform here in Guelph during their first Ontario tour, and thus acquired a recorded interview with them, broadcasted during last week's session.
We've been skewed to focus our gaze upon an experimental indie electronic pop artist who is now establishing herself here in Guelph. This producer and composer plays with organically derived sounds in an electronic pop-driven way. Her work builds upon short, hooky loops to formulate dramatic songs and unearthly soundscapes. Kitzel samples everyday sounds like gates, pottery, and branches to give strange, dirty textures to her work and populates it with the voices of coyotes, frogs, crickets, birds, alongside layers of her own light vocals. While each piece is emotionally rooted in humanoid experiences, instrumentally and lyrically, they might bring up images of anthropomorphized planets and objects, as well as imaginary races of probably non-existent life forms.
She will be headlining her first 2019 show at Silence this coming Saturday, January 26th, with special guests, conductor King Dice, and the SMK's very own Drew Jacy, just added last minute. We present to you Kitzel. Welcome to the SMK, Kitzel.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey.
How are you feeling?
I'm good.
Excellent.
How are you?
Good.
Yeah, pretty good. Much brighter outside today, especially during this very cold weather.
Yeah,
it's nice to finally have you in the studio today. So I believe...
Sorry. I was going to say thank you for having me.
Yeah, no problem. I believe this is your first time doing a combined on-air radio and live stream interview.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Yeah, I hope there's not too much pressure on you doing all this at once.
Sorry, it's good. I keep forgetting that like I have to talk in the microphone. I'm not used to talking.
No, you're not alone in that. I'm still getting used to talking on radio is a venture indeed.
Yeah.
So do you want to go right into the weird word question, or do you want to
go
to the more general?
I think it would be good for all of us trying something a little different this audience, like a quick time activity to lighten the atmosphere and to get you more comfortable on air. How does that feel?
Sure, sounds good.
We were thinking first, starting off, we'll say a word and you will say whatever word comes to your mind first.
Unicorn.
Steel. I don't even know. I'm just going to... Is that even a word?
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
You can make it up.
Okay, I'm going to... Cool. Good to know.
Orange.
Door hinge.
Stone.
Bone.
Synth.
Did you say synth? Music.
Pokemon.
Raichu.
Nice. That was a good
one. Not going for the conventional Pikachu.
I think, yeah.
Pikachu's passe. It's okay.
Blanket.
Did you say blanket? Pillow. Yeah.
And I guess we can do the last one. Vest.
Vest?
Vest.
Safety.
Very nice.
Yes, nice indeed.
Safety first.
Yeah. Do I get to say some too?
Oh, sure.
Are
sure.
You guys? Okay. Picnic.
Marble.
Yours are better than mine already. Fire.
Ooh, polysporin.
That's a good one. truck?
Park.
I feel so uncreative. Did you say park?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like you're parking a vehicle.
Yeah. Okay.
Give us one more.
Skydiving.
Ooh, never again.
Have you done it?
Yeah, once.
Oh, really?
It was terrifying. It was a great terrifying, but...
Like where did you skydive from?
I was in Aruba, and I jumped out of this tiny little Cessna plane 10,000 feet over the ocean, and the whole time I was like, this, you know, I'm probably going to die. But...
Probably be the same thing going through my head.
Yeah.
So and, you use a parachute, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
But so what happens do you land in the water with a parachute?
No, it was just sort of the trajectory of the plane. They were flying out over the water, and then we sort of dove and kind of swooped in and landed back on the island of Aruba.
Yeah. Wow.
It was nuts. The view from 10,000 feet and outside of an airplane, that's like...
But you wouldn't do it again?
No, not if I didn't have to.
I feel like I want to try skydiving, but I don't want to, but I feel like I could be convinced.
Under the right circumstances.
Yeah. If you can muster the courage to at least do it once in tandem with an instructor, I would recommend it. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, yeah, I guess
I think that was a good attempt at that kind of fun activity.
Mm-hmm. You passed the flying colors.
Mm-hmm. Now let's get into some serious stuff. Starting off with your, let's start off with music overall. What is your relationship with music as a whole, like in your life?
I feel like it's a love-hate relationship. Is that?
I hear you.
I don't know if that's what you mean.
In what way?
In what way? It's like... I really like it, but it can be really frustrating, I guess, in like every avenue in so many ways. But I like it a lot, obviously.
Recently speaking with you about, you know, you doing your work on your latest sort of undertakings, your latest project, mm-hmm. You mentioned getting pretty frustrated and
yeah.
At times, not to expose you too much, but yeah, definitely relatable, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it's like, I think that's probably, I'm speaking for like everyone, it's not, who does music and cares about it, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's probably no secret.
Yeah.
Like push and pull kind of relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Or how do you most interact with music other than your project right now? Do you like listening to music?
Yeah, right now I mostly listen, when I'm writing a lot, when I'm really working on music, I tend to not be listening so much to other music because I have to listen to my own mixes and I'm kind of isolating myself a bit. But when between that, like I listen a lot in the car, that's probably my main place where I listen.
And try and keep your head like empty otherwise if you're working on things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, sometimes it depends. Like if you need like inspiration or something or you that can be good. But I don't know, I find it's helpful to just like ignore the rest of the world and a lot of things when you're trying to create.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you might take too much inspiration from...
Yeah, it's... Sorry, I interrupted.
Yeah, too much inspiration from all the things you hear and try and adapt it to your own work. But yeah, it might kind of sabotage your own personality, I guess.
Yeah,
in music.
It's hard because like, I feel like I... Like there's so many things that are, I guess, like make you or like inspiring, and sometimes it's just like too much. And then you just have to like cut it off.
Mm-hmm. A little too overstimulating.
Yeah.
Yeah. What are your main influences? I know you could probably go off, but you know, if you were to name like a handful of them.
Okay. It changes. But yeah, I like I feel like for the song I just did, do you know Baths?
Yeah.
I feel like that was a huge influence there. Like, I think when I made a lot of those loops, I was listening to a lot of Baths.
Mm-hmm.
I like Empress Of a lot, and I like Grimes, and I like... There's an artist called Taishi, and she's, like, an amazing singer. It's crazy. And
how do you spell that one?
Oh, Taishi, Teishi.
Taishi.
She's really cool, yeah. listen to her stuff.
I'm scribbling nice. That one down.
And then, but like also like when I first started doing music, I was listening to more like more acoustic and like folky kind of stuff.
Oh, really?
I like Jose Gonzalez a lot, and The Civil Wars I listen to a lot. And and when I got into this music, like I had a friend in the band Solar who kind of introduced me to that, like kind of like made me was like, oh, you're doing that, I want to try to do that, because it was cool making cool stuff.
Stop copying me.
Yeah, basically.
So that it's kind of weird then if you you listen more to folk at before this project that you have gone into an electronic pathway.
Mm-hmm.
So how exactly did you be attracted to electronic music as your like a musical outlet?
I think it actually started because I was thinking about this. I wanted to do soundtrack music for a while. I mean, I'd still, that'd be cool. But, and then, so I started getting into, and this is that same friend, like introduced me to like this world of like digital, like and soft synths and that kind of stuff. And so that I could start experimenting with like the soundtrack type stuff. And then, I don't know, it just like opened up this whole world. Like I can, like so many sounds you can do that aren't just like, not, it's a different type of thing, but it's it really opens up like any, there's just so much you can do. And it, I like that, like not being limited, like every idea I have I can make happen with it, which is pretty fun.
Like an open sonic universe pretty much at the touch of your fingertips.
Yeah, exactly. And you can make so many sounds and you can find so many sounds, and it's cool.
Future technologies, eh?
Yeah.
It's intense. I think we'll probably get around to another couple of songs in another few minutes, but we can ask you a few more questions.
What did you first play, actually, introducing you to the Good Centuries here?
And piano was my first instrument. And yeah. And then I think I took up guitar a little bit later, like in my teen, when I was a teenager.
Yeah, did you take music lessons when you were growing up?
Yeah, I took piano lessons, and then more recently I've been doing like some classical guitar stuff, which I really like.
Very nice. Yeah, gotta love those nylon strings,
Yeah, they're the best.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can make it feel, especially with all the shapes and chord changes, mm-hmm. it makes it a little easier and... Mm-hmm. Obviously, the sound, the tone themselves, it's so pretty. So you recently released, and that's what we just heard, your self-released debut single, Armadilla,
mm-hmm.
on November 13th this past year. And that's on Bandcamp for anyone who cares to look it up. You can also find the music video on YouTube. It's very... very trippy and well done, if I might say so.
Thank you.
Yeah. A few questions. You don't have to, it doesn't have to be, you know, deep and complex, but
okay.
What does the title mean? Where'd you get the inspiration for the title?
Okay. I have a list of cat names in my phone.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
And a lot of it, like, I don't have a cat, unfortunately. But I think that was in my list of cat names. It was just like something I made up. It was like an armadillo, but a female one.
Armadilla.
Yeah, if it's not a, yeah. You can look it up.
You can name our cats.
I would love to. If anybody has cat, like a cat they need naming, like actually, I just have so many cat names. And I have so many. And I'm really passionate about this, and I don't have a cat. And I want to name cats, or like any pets, but mostly cats. Because I feel like the names are good for them.
Yeah.
Are cats your spirit animal, it seems?
No.
No?
No. probably.
Like an avocado or something?
Yeah. I don't know. I like all animals. I'm really into, like, I'm obsessed with birds, too. And I have some bird names in the list. Yeah. I like animals a lot. They're cool.
Same here. Love me my animals.
Yeah.
if you care to answer, what is the song about?
The song is about a female armadillo who is just really frustrated with stuff.
I hear you.
Yeah.
I hear you. Say no more. What samples did you use?
Samples are, I think that whole kit I made from, was it like there's a fire pit and just like banging rocks together and like swishing trees and gate and, there's like some broken pottery that made some good sounds.
Goes with the frustration sort of.
Yeah. Line. It has like kind of, yeah, I guess so. It has, that's true. I didn't really think about it like that, but yeah, it has like that kind of tantrumy kind of feeling, like you're just hitting things, and that's literally what I was doing when I was making the sounds.
Music is therapeutic.
Yeah.
It definitely is.
Sometimes. Sometimes it's like anti-therapeutic. Yeah.
Sometimes you need...
when it's not going your way.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, I think the way you have produced those samples is really unique as well, because, or what did you do with the samples once you recorded them?
Mm-hmm. I loaded them onto my computer, and then I open up. So I use a machine, and I make my sample. Like I just access the files, and it's you can like cut them and crop them and like fade them and change, like reverse them. I don't think the song has a lot of reverse samples, but a lot of other stuff I do a lot of that. And yeah, so like you can assign the samples just like to all your drum pads and stuff and crop them and I just go through them and it's really easy. It's like it's more complicated than it is when you have like a thing that actually like makes it like a good interface for it.
Yeah, like I see your like setup right now. It actually, for me, it looks kind of complicated.
In a way it's just like I've got my computer and like I've got my instruments for my computer and then all my vocals. It is kind of, I don't know, it's kind of confusing for me too actually right now. Yeah,
just winging it, you know, no big deal.
Yeah.
Yeah, the same here. Well, if you want to, you know, take a breath for a second and hit us with another one or two.
Okay,
that'd be awesome.
Cool.
And tracks, yeah. What songs are we going to be listening to?
So I'm gonna do two other songs and they're both I'm releasing an album soon, so they are from that, and I've performed them in Guelph before. They're called Lumberwater and Feather. Those aren't cat names, those are just actual like lyrics from the song.
I don't know, Lumberwater.
Maybe I should add that to my list.
Do it. Okay. Whenever you're ready, Kitzel.
Okay. Sorry, I'm having technical difficulties. I'll get it going.
So where you found us, and we'll let you live forever. And you under us, then made us with you.
Why is it doing that? I'm starting over. Yay! Yeah. That's weird.
So where you found us, and we'll let you live forever. And you and the rest that made us with your lumber and your water. And I know you have given everything. You want to take us home with you and leave us just exactly.
Thank you.
You're listening to the SMK, the Sentinel's Marvelous Kaleidoscope, on CFRU 93.3 FM, on CFRU.ca, and live streaming on CFRU's YouTube channel.
And that was our very own Kitzel. That was a very lovely Kitzel. It's amazing.
Thanks.
Sorry about the little technical difficulties at the beginning.
I totally forgot about that.
Managed to work through it. And,
yeah. The thing that was happening was a really stupid thing that was my fault, but then something else happened.
Electronics, they can be finicky. That was actually what I was kind of scared of getting involved with, looping and effects pedals in general, you know?
Yeah.
So you're a warrior.
Yeah, you push through it.
It's good. It's when it works, it's so good. And then, it's usually it's my fault. Once in a while, though, it's that thing's fault.
So we listened to, I think it was Lumber, Water, followed by Feather, correct?
Yes.
Beautiful.
Nice.
I love the Leave Us Where You Found Us line in Lumber, Water.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah. Resonated.
Yeah.
So only having about 15 minutes left in the second hour, I guess we'll just ask you a few more questions and you can take us away with another song.
Cool. The last song is 3 minutes or something. So it won't be like that.
Okay, perfect. So when and where did you first perform?
This stuff?
I guess in general.
I don't really count. Okay. I did some, when I was younger, I did some piano recitals and that kind of stuff. I did some voice lessons and did some vocal stuff. That felt totally different. So this stuff is I started performing last, at the very end of August was my first show.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, that was at District.
That was at District. Right. District, yeah.
Right. Cool. So you've been doing it for a while, in as a whole kind of thing, not just the Kitzel material.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like the performing feels very new to me. I've never been super comfortable with it, but now that I'm doing something I really, really like, I want to do it. Mm-hmm. But
I'm
not having fun.
Yeah, you push yourself to do more, be exposed to difficult environments that you feel passionate about.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, so this Saturday, January 26th, it'll be your first concert for 2019.
Yes.
And your first headliner, too, I believe.
Yeah.
Nice.
Thank you to you, because you put that together.
Oh, it's not a problem. I was glad to.
Yeah, it's going to be at Silence. You're going to be the headliner with a conductor in King Dice.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently you want Drew to also be performing as well.
Yeah, because I went to another show earlier and he opened it up with stuff and I thought it was really cool. So I was you should do that.
Yeah, I'll buy the real musicians a bit of time for the crowd to
No.
Yeah, that's very nice of you to give him that platform.
Yes, and thank you to you as well. And thanks for saying that you asked me to.
Yeah.
Because I organized it. It's a bit of a conflict. People are like, oh, wow, look at this guy.
Eh,
and
no.
I'm going to play as well.
I think people will be happy about it.
Cool.
Nice. Have you actually heard any? Well, you said you heard Drew's music. Have you heard conductors and Davis's music as well?
Yes, I have. Or I've checked out some of their stuff. I've never met King Dice. I met conductor at my first show. He gave me a cassette of his thing and listened to it, and then I feel bad about it. I forgot for a while to listen to it, and then one day I was like, oh, I should listen to this, and then I downloaded it because I don't know where my cassette player is. And listened to it. I was like, this is so cool. So anyways, I got in touch with him and we talked a bit. And then, so this show worked out good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Do you feel it's going to be a very good mix with all these artists together?
I think so. Yeah.
Are you nervous to be a headliner?
Yeah, I am. I like I said, I still feel really new to all, like, everything. But I don't know, it should be fun. It'll be fun. It's just like the other ones, but I'm going last, kind of.
Yeah, I guess this is a practice session, I would think, mm-hmm. for the main event.
Yeah, this is actually more stressful for me. Like, way more. Sorry. It's fun, though. It's good.
Yeah, no, it's all right. It's all right.
Wow, so ungrateful. No, I feel you there. It's definitely the hot seat in a way.
Yeah.
Well, I guess, can you tell us anything pertaining to your set in terms of, like, your playlist, visual spectacles?
Mm.
Or is it a secret?
That's not a secret. I've done a lot of this, like, I've only performed in Guelph so far, so I'm doing a lot of some of the same songs, but I'm adding a couple more since I have more time. So there'll be some new ones that no one's heard. Mm-hmm. And I'm excited about those because I think they'll be pretty, like, kind of fun ones. And for the visuals, I was just filming something for the visuals recently, like this weekend. So,
oh, cool.
I'm excited. I hope it works out because I don't actually know how I'm going to make it happen yet. I'm just making it up as I go. But I'm excited about the footage I got.
Well, I guess we can discuss that after and figure out how to...
That's true. Yeah, that'd be cool.
Okay, noted. That's exciting. Yeah. Go ahead, Nick.
Yeah, I did want to add also from the last set of songs, all the samples that you've used, we get to find, like, I've only been hearing Armadillo from online.
Yeah.
And so I was blown away by these two tracks and
the ones I just did.
Yeah, the vast variety, actually, and the difference between them.
I feel like most of my, like, Armadillo was kind of like it's like a pretty poppy kind of thing. And a lot of my other stuff is, like, maybe more experimental or moody.
I was thinking actually new age, like, kind of textures.
Yeah. Yeah.
So we're going to, before we wrap it up, because we've only got about 7 minutes, 8 minutes?
A few more minutes.
So we're going to do another little weird... pick one or the other kind of question.
Okay.
A little rapid fire. Pick one or the other.
Or an alternative. If you don't like either.
I might ask one little favor from... Can you turn everything down a tiny bit? I think that's good. Yeah. Thank you.
Awesome. So, sweet or sour?
Sweet. Oh, shit.
cupcake.
Am I allowed to, like... Will I break anything if I just chill?
Oh, no, you're good. Okay. No, I think vinyls are pretty strong.
Okay, cool.
Strike your lean.
What's just behind me right now? Sorry, I'm... Like,
the vinyl library here at CFRU.
Oh, but, like, the greens... Is there a green screen stuff?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Like,
I believe so.
Kind of like kaleidoscopic. Like,
okay, cool. I just want to know what was behind me. Like, what in the video?
Yeah.
Oh. Oh, okay, cool. Actually, that's like, I saw some of the other videos like that. That's
just
so cool.
They're just showing Kitzel the visuals through the window now. Thanks, tech team.
Yeah, definitely. All volunteers as well.
Thank you.
Cupcake or muffin?
Cupcake, yeah.
Tea or coffee?
Latte.
Ooh.
Excellent.
Or tea latte. I'm expensive.
Broccoli versus cauliflower.
Oh, that's hard. I think cauliflower. Yeah, you can cauliflower.
You can do more with it.
You can make cauliflower sauces reblended up. Like, there's just more you can do. What you just said.
Yeah, you can make like a wicked kind of vegan cheese sauce out of it too.
Yeah.
Oh yes. You know what I'm saying. Yeah.
Very important. We won't be offended if you don't choose the one. Hopefully, prog versus pop.
Can I say like prog pop?
Yes.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
That's a very, very nice combination.
Look at that, the neutral ground, the middle path.
Yeah.
Not getting us upset.
You don't want to cause problems. Well.
Yeah, it seems like our time together has come to an end for this edition of the An Audience in the Observational Tower. Before that, mm-hmm. I did hear that there's you're releasing an album?
Yeah.
This year?
Yes, quite soon, spring.
Well, that will be something very much looking forward to.
Yeah, I'm excited.
Yeah.
I'm gonna check my tuning as well.
Yeah,
we'll do the outro. Oh, I guess, just to remind everyone, the show with Kitzel headlining Conductor and King Dice.
Andrew JC.
And myself. I'm doing a little thing at the beginning. That's this Saturday, January 26th, at Silence, which is 46 Essex Street here in Guelph. The doors are at 7:30. I'll be on at 8.
Admission is $10, and it's a physically accessible location.
Yes.
Is there anything that we've missed that you would like to give out to our sentries, or words of wisdom?
I can't think of anything. I can give words of no.
No. It's all right.
That's very honest. Good. At least you didn't just pull out some, like, you know, Osho quote you saw on Instagram or something.
When in doubt, throw it out.
Exactly. See, very honest of you.
So what will be the last song we hear you perform today?
Hey, it's called Waterfall. And it'll be it's kind of like just a good, like, chill down kind of song.
Nice. And you're playing a guitar as well.
I'm just going to play some guitar stuff and sing.
Nice. Well, thank you, Kitzel, for coming onto the show and braving all the unknown elements that have come from a live interview and performance on radio.
Thank you for having me. It's cool. Let's see how the radio works.
Nice.
This has been SMK, the Sentinel's Marvelous Kaleidoscope at CFRU 93.3 FM in Guelph, Ontario, and through the web on CFRU.ca.
Keep informed with the show on Facebook and Twitter, both at SMK Radio Program.
I'm Drew Jacy.
And I'm Nicholas Cooper.
Until we next behold, prog on.
And look inward and beyond.
Thank you. Maybe.